This is Parenting the Strong-Willed Child, written by Dr. Rosalind Faraday, read for you by Anthony Park. Introduction. The kid who won't just do what you say. The first time I met a strong-willed child in a clinical setting, she was 4 years old, and she had already decided I was not to be trusted. Her mother sat in the chair across from me with the particular hollowness I would come to recognize in thousands of parents over the next 3 decades. The hollowness of someone who has been losing the same argument since breakfast, or maybe since the child's birth. The little girl, whose name was Sophie, refused to come into the office. She stood in the doorway with her arms folded and announced with great clarity that she would be staying right there. Thank you. Her mother began to apologize. I waved her off. I sat down on the carpet, about 6 feet from where Sophie stood, and started building something out of the blocks I kept on the lower shelf. I did not look at her. I did not invite her in. I built a small, lopsided tower, then knocked it down, then built another one. And after about 11 minutes, I remember because I was watching the clock with the corner of my eye, Sophie walked over and silently took a green block out of my hand and added it to my pile. That was my entire first session with her. Her mother, watching from the chair, started to cry. Not sad crying. The other kind, the kind that comes out when something you have been holding for a very long time finally gets to put itself down for a minute. She doesn't do this, Mother said. She doesn't just come over. I want to tell you, before we go any further, that Sophie is now 28. She runs a nonprofit. She is, by every report I get from her mother, who still sends me a card every December, exactly the same person she was at 4. She is still extremely sure of what she thinks. She is still not interested in being told. She is still, on her worst days, exhausting, and on her best days, the most alive person in the room. The strong-willed child does not become a different adult. The strong-willed child becomes a strong-willed adult. The whole question of this book is what kind of strong-willed adult? Who I'm writing this for? If you picked up this book, I am going to make a guess. You are tired. You are probably more tired than you have been able to admit to anyone, including yourself. You have a child, somewhere between 2 and 18, who argues, who pushes back, who does not seem to register that you are the parent, who can find the one loophole in the rule, the one exception you didn't think to mention, the one tone of voice you use that proves you are being unfair, who can hold an opinion the way some children hold a stuffed animal. Close to the body, in both fists, completely unwilling to put it down. You may also have a sibling at home who isn't like this at all. A child who just does what you ask. A child who, when told it's time for bed, goes to bed. Sometimes this contrast makes it worse, because you keep thinking, I did the same things. I read the same books. Why does one of them just cooperate, and one of them act like every single request is the opening line of a Supreme Court case? I have been a child psychologist for 31 years. I am also the mother of 2 strong-willed children, who are now in their 20s, and who are, I will say, with the bias of a parent and the steadier eye of a clinician. 2 of the most genuinely interesting people I know. They were in childhood a lot. I made a great many mistakes with them. Many of those mistakes are in this book, dressed up as case studies so you can learn from them without me having to feel quite so exposed. This book is for you if your child fits any version of the following. They do not respond to the parenting strategies that worked on your other kids, your friends' kids, or you as a kid. Because I said so, has never, not even once, worked on them. They have, more than once, dug their heels in over something that cost them dearly, a privilege, a treat, a friend's birthday party. Because the principle of the thing mattered more than the thing. You sometimes worry they are going to be a problem in school, in life, in marriage. You sometimes worry in your darkest moments that something is wrong with them. You sometimes worry in your other darkest moments that something is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with them. Nothing is wrong with you. There is, however, a real and identifiable temperament here, and parenting it well takes a specific set of skills that nobody taught you. Because the wider culture is still pretty convinced that the answer to a strong-willed child is to break them. I do not believe in breaking children. I have spent my career watching what happens to the ones we tried to break. They do not become easier. They become quieter, or they become hidden, or they become